I took the Vaporetto back to Murano. This time, instead of walking to the left when I got off, I turned right. Giampaolo Seguzzo's factory, Seguzzo Viro, was on the opposite side of the island from Vetreria Artistica Archimede Seguzzo. A receptionist led me down a corridor, through a courtyard, past several flats of crated glass objects, into a spacious, modern, well-lit furnace room. Two flights of steel steps rose from the factory floor to Seguzzo's office. Two long tables were covered with glass bowls, bottles, and vases, each in a different pattern or glass-blowing technique. Giampaolo Seguzzo was wearing a cardigan sweater and, looking at me over his half-glasses, invited me to sit down across from him at his desk by a window. He gestured to his gray hair. "I look gray on the outside," he said with a broad smile, "but inside, I am the black sheep of the family." I took this opening remark to be a sign that he intended to be candid. Before I had a chance to ask a question, he continued, speaking slowly and choosing his words with great care. "I am the son of Archimede Seguzzo, the greatest master glassmaker of the past century. The most difficult thing in my life has been to be his son. He's a great man, a man of silence. He taught us not to say, but to do everything. He lived in a period when it was not possible for him to have a good education. I think that is one of the reasons he and I had difficulties communicating. I could not make him understand who I was, and so at a certain moment in my life, I decided to cut the umbilical cord." "How did that come about?" I asked. "Over a period of time, I began to have business disagreements with my brother. Then, 3 years ago, I gave myself a big 50th birthday party on the Lido, where I live, and invited my parents, my relatives, and my friends. I presented each person with a small glass egg, and I said, 'The egg is a symbol of life, of the infinite, of rebirth. It is also a symbol of surprise.' Then, addressing my parents, I said, 'I gave you my first 50 years. The surprise is that the second half will belong to me. I want to start to be the owner of my life.' I was not very tactful when I said that. My parents were very upset.